Okay, let me just pray. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, so much. And I just glorify your holy name. I give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. I thank you for what you're doing in this house. I thank you for this season. I thank you that you're just preparing us and we're ready. And what you have for us is just bursting at the seams. And we thank you, God, that we're here ready to catch the overflow. We thank you, Father, that we are the remnant. We are the ones that are left here to catch that harvest. We are the ones that have been sowing, and now we are ready to reap. We thank you, Father, for the increase, that we are noble, we are wise, and we are ready. We thank you, God. We glorify you. We praise you. And we thank you for the harvest. We declare the harvest. We speak the harvest. And from the fruit of our lips, we shall have what we say. We declare it right now for this house. Every single person, Lord God, that's been sowing, it's time to reap. And we thank you, Father. We bless you. We glorify you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Increase. Thank you. You have not forgotten. And you know the storms. You know what we've been through. We thank you, Father, that you hear us even now. And we declare it's time, and the time is now. Thank you. We're getting into our positions, and we're taking authority. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And let your will be done. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. So right now I'm just feeling in my heart to, it's time for us to declare, and it's time for us to be, to become what it is that God has been calling us to become all this time. There is an overflow that he has for us. But only those that have been preparing will be able to receive that increase. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Declare increase. The time is now. No more wandering. No more fears. No more stress, no more anxiety, peace. We're walking in peace. The time is right now for us to be, for us to become, for us to go forth in what God has called us to be. For every situation, right before I came here to this church, I lived in anxiety, and it was a lot of fear that I had, and a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress, and I lived in that so long that that became normal to me, just to have that anxiety. It was like something that I would just flow in, and I didn't even realize what I was in until I came here and I got free. And then I realized I was supposed to be flowing in peace. I was supposed to be trusting God and resting in God and just believing that no matter what it is that I go through, no matter what it may look like, a storm or whatever, that if I just rest in God, that He is going to open up the way and He's going to make it happen for me. So trusting is something that I learned, and I'm still learning to walk with God and to receive my increase, to walk patiently, you know, fervently with the Lord, trusting Him that His design, His creation, His way is the right way. His way is noble, is wise. I could just relax and know what He has for me. He wants to do it for me. He wants me to trust Him and just relax, go to sleep. And in my sleep, I will be able to just receive that increase, allowing Him to put pieces together, things that I don't understand, I don't have to understand. I can just rest and I can just flow and declare what it is that He has for me in His word. Declare it from a place of understanding, because that was the difference. You know, I would say things, but now because I know who I am and I know whose I am, when I declare, I'm declaring from a different place. So because I'm declaring from a different place, things have to happen. It's not a show. It's just a knowing, a understanding, what we have been being taught here, of knowing who you are in Christ and knowing that if you speak it, your words, your mouth, you have power. You know, it's not speaking it with a question mark. It's speaking it with a knowing. It's speaking it with an understanding. It's speaking it with the yada, the sitting with your Father, that intimacy. You know, many of us during this pandemic, we had time to sit with God. And sometimes we sit with Him because we're forced to sit with Him. But He wants that sitting with Him to be your lifestyle. Yes. It has to be who you are. It's not sit now and then run later. It's stay there. It's worship Him and allow Him to keep you on that leash. A while back, we learned about the yoke. And He said, "My yoke is easy and My burden is light." And so when you find yourself in frustration, you don't have that yoke on, you don't have His yoke on, then you're leading yourself. But if you have His yoke on and He puts that yoke on your neck, He can guide you and there will be a flow, and there will be a flow of increase, because He's the one that's swaying you from left to right and showing you to yield or to go forward, to stop or to flow, to have that, the increase of Him in your life, where your patience is king, is top. You can wait. You're not in a rush. You're not hasty. You're able to wait because you know who you are. The yada, you have an understanding of who you are in Christ, and you can go with that flow, with that ease, with that flow. With that ease, with that flow. With that ease, with that flow. Patience, endurance, stumbles, fall, get back up. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And you just take one step and you put it in front of the next and you just keep going forward. Keep going forward, trusting him and knowing that things that are in a disguise, meaning that you don't have understanding, you know that he's noble, he's wise, he understands. So you just keep going and keep flowing and keep going and keep flowing and then stop and wait and be patient and understand that it's God's time and it's not my time. It's not what I want, but it's what he wants for me, because he's noble and he's wise and he has understanding. So the patience is what brings that increase. The patience in the storms, the patience even in the doubt, the patience to be firm, the patience to be still, the patience to wait on God, to trust him, and to understand and to know that God is king. He's ruler. He has the authority. Patience. Patience. Declare patience. Right now, declare patience. Declare patience. Declare patience. Thank you. Increase in patience. Increase in being still. To abound. To trust. To be still. To wait. We thank you, God. Thank you. Like Nebuchadnezzar, the turnaround is instant. And the season, it will change. But be still and wait for the harvest, for the increase. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. To be noble, to be wise, patience, increase. Thank you, Jesus. Dissolve in what you know. Dissolve in what you think in those matters. Trust in him. And don't be wise in your own thoughts, patterns, ways, abilities, things, your nature. Don't trust it. Be noble, be wise, and patience. That understanding, that yada, that increase in God, in the flow, in the yoke, and trust him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. He's trying to develop you for that increase. In order for you to be developed, you have to trust. You have to be still. The development process, it takes time, years, but when he's done, it will be such a prize. It will be such a glory. It will be such a story. It will be something that no one will be able to understand or put their finger on it, because God wrote it. And the story will be so huge, so wonderful, so amazing, if you trust and let him guide you. Let him put that yoke on you and lead you, and you trust him, and you keep going forward, and you trust him. Thank you, God. So, right now, I know I've been learning about trusting God. and what that looks like, and just studying increase and studying how to receive this increase from God, and realizing all this time that the stagnation or the problem was not my work or my ability. The problem was my spirit. So correction, what we've been learning about is that correction, to be still, to be noble, to be wise, to listen, to be still, wait, patience, and exercise that patience, and allow God to just to bless you with that endurance so that you can be fruitful and multiply in that increase. But if you don't wait and you don't trust, you won't have that fruit. So back to the spirit, you know, to be stubborn is to want to do it in your own way, your own fashion, the way how you see things. And to doubt and to fear is, you know, not to trust him. But to be noble and to be wise is to trust in his way, especially when it comes in a disguise and it comes in a package that you can't see and it doesn't make sense. But what I have is that peace, that understanding to know that God is here and I feel him and I trust him. And no matter what it looks like, I understand that my Father is noble and my Father is wise, and he's going to work it out for my good. So with my spirit, I had to get delivered from me when I first came here. You know, just in agony, stress, anxiety. And I had to change my ways, you know, my understanding of things, and just drop every single thing that I knew or I thought I knew. And as I got delivered, the first time I got delivered instantly from three demonic spirits, which is fear, worry, and anxiety. And then after that, I, you know, got up and I was free, but I still had to walk out that deliverance and renew my mind daily. My thinking, my behavior, my actions, and my thought process, it had to change. Stubbornness, not wanting to change your will, your way, to speak less, to listen more, to not always want to show or please people, but to just be noble, to be wise, to wait in that patience so that I can allow God to break that, the stubbornness off of me, wanting to have it my way, wanting to speak or to talk when he told me to stop, wanting to prove my point when I don't have a point that's valid enough to prove. And it hurt. You know, before I came here, there was a young lady who came to do her hair. And she prophesies. And she told me a lot of things about myself, but I'll focus on this one thing. And she said, you know, you've built this glass house, and God is going to shatter that house. He said there's going to be seven things that he's going to break off of you. And it's going to hurt, and it's going to hurt really bad. And I was just like, wow, you know. So I've been, you know, I was just like, wow, thinking about it. And while I was here, living here upstairs, God began to break those things. Those thought processes, those, the images, the ways, how you think, the way you think it is, God began to shatter it. And it hurt really bad. And not only that, he put, you know, pastor in my life to see those things and to call those things out. And when you call those things out, or sometimes when you're being called out, you want to defend yourself. You want to say why you're right. Because in my mind, when I looked at myself, I was pretty, the pretty little Christian girl in my own mind of how I saw myself. But that image had to be shattered, because that image, it was not true. Who I was inside was really ugly. And God wanted to break that off of me, the ugliness, so that manifestation can come. Because he said, I don't have room there. It's too much of you. And now that I think about it, it makes sense. Because even when I would pray, it would be so much of me. It would be so much of me. So much of me. And now that I could see it or hear it, there's a lot of talking. No, be still. And I remember the first time I prayed with Pastor, and he said, shh, be still, like, be quiet. It's just too noisy, too loud, and sometimes you want to pray, and you just jumping in and calling and naming and saying. And sometimes prayer is be still. That particular day, I learned how to pray, and I learned to sit in God's presence and just be quiet and don't say anything. And shut my mind off. Shut my thoughts off. And just be still. And the Holy Spirit said to me, finally, I've gotten you to a place where you can be still. I've been waiting for this moment for so long. I couldn't believe it. I said, wow, what? I've been waiting for this moment for so long. And he said, you've been, you know, going and running and running. And you've been full of you and your agenda. But now, come and let me tell you and show you what I want to do for you and in you. And I want to clothe you with my righteousness. I want to teach you how to trust me. I want to teach you how to flow. I want to teach you that increase, to be noble, to be wise, to wait, to be still, increase in his nature, and decrease in you. Thank you, Jesus. In that, he began to just speak to me, and I would write things down. And he just kept shattering, you know. And when I thought it was over, there was more, you know. So I was like, wow. So I realized, yeah, it's pretty ugly. And nasty, because the evil ways, those spirits that been talking in your life and in your mind and in your behavior, now they were being exposed, and I had to now face them. And here I was naked before my ruler, my master, my lord, my king. And unashamed, but I had to just be still. And before the eyes of my teacher, pastor, it was being shattered. And I didn't understand. And the little bit of fight that was there, I had to give up the fight. And I had to lay my guns down, lay everything down that I had. I was holding whatever it is, a torch, a light, a lamp, whatever it is you're holding. I had to lay all of it down bare before God and say, God, as you pointed out, I'm declaring right now, I'm leaving that thing right here. Fear, anxiety, distress, my mouth, my thoughts, my plans, my understanding, my way, I'm going to trust you. And I came to the place where I had, you know, absolutely nothing. And that was a bare place. It was a place of solitude, a place of being alone with God, where you can trust him. Like a tornado just spinning me around, and you know, as I'm spinning, those things are flying off, and you're not trying to go back and gather up the pieces. Because if you're used to trying to fix everything because you want it to be perfect, God's going to have to shatter it again, because that's the glass house that you're building. And to be noble, to be wise, is to trust him, even if it looks ugly. Trusting him with the scars, trusting him with the flaws, trusting him with the failures. Be still. Be noble. Be wise. Wait. Patience. The yoke. Be still. Yield. Yield. And you can picture a dog when a trainer is training a dog and he says, yield, you know, to the dogs that are trained. And what does it look like? The dog automatically goes back, you know, and, you know, goes back how they do. And they just go like that. And they sit there and they don't move until their master says move. And then you see sometimes when their master is going like that, and you see them, and they're following the master's hand. And then when the master says yield again, and that was what God is saying, I'm training you and teaching you how to yield, how to be still, to be a professional waiter, to trust. Sometimes we're wise in our own thoughts, and then we're trying to be professional in the increase, or professional in riding the storm. And he wants us to just trust, just yield, and be still. And the storm, it will pass. It will go. Just yield. Just be still. Just wait. The yoke. Yield. Be still. Be wise. Be diligent. And trust. Not trusting in yourself, not trusting in your thoughts, not trusting in your craft, in what you're doing, not your design, but his design. Be still. Be noble, be wise, and trust. Thank you, God. So, you know, during that process, I learned to trust, to be still, to be wise in listening, in understanding, in that yada moment, that intimacy with God. What is my Father saying? And that's when increase began to flow. Because it was no more me being stubborn in my way, but it was following instructions from God. Like the master, like the dog, down, you know, and then he's doing this and doing that, and then you're following what he's telling you to do. Just moving off of the instruction and not your own way, not your own thoughts, but having a listening ear. Like he says, be still and know that I am God. And when I began to do that, I saw something, you know, different. Everything began to change. And I realized that the seeds that I had been sowing and what I had been doing and I had been working so hard, it was stuck because of the anxiety, the strife and anger, frustration, hatred, whatever it is that you could be dealing with, whether it's lust or perversions or anything that will try to come to distract your mind away from God. He had to deliver me from those things. The things that were left after my deliverance, secret thoughts in my mind of pride and my way, he had to deliver me from all of those things. And when I began to trust, the blessings began to just flow, and the increase started coming like never before. So what I had to do was just line up. But what I was lining up was my ways. A lot of time we're trying to line up our craft because we're trying to get better. We're trying to be better. We're trying to be more skillful. We're trying to be more talented. And what I realized is he was asking me to line up my ways, my heart, you know, to be able to see something that's in a disguise or something that I don't know, and to be still and to trust him, to have that something that happened to me and maybe have anger or frustration, but silently go to the corner and say, God, this is what I'm dealing with, and I trust you. And I'm going to lay this down right here. I'm not going to act out on this. He wants you to be proficient in that, how you respond, how you talk, not focusing on the skill. So focusing on the skill, you're beating the ground, beating the pavement, but then you haven't gotten control of your mouth. And so it's entangled and it's stuck because of your ways, your heart, pride, arrogance, fear, distrust or mistrust, no understanding, lack of understanding. You know, and God was saying, it's a new season. And if you want this new season, you're going to have to trust me and lay down every single thing that you have, every single thing that you want, the precious things to you, lay those things down and lay your mouth, your tongue down. Don't speak, be still, be quiet, and listen and learn and unveil and tell the truth about your heart. Tell the truth about what you see in yourself that you don't like. Because the danger is, if you never face it, it will creep up on you again, and you'll have to face it in a bigger way. And then you will possibly not be able to receive that harvest if you never change your ways. That's the only way. Because it's not that God doesn't want it for you. Is that he can't get it to you because you're too full of you. And that was me. Just too full of me. And the moment I let it go, things begin to flow instantly. And so it's like the story of Cain and Abel. And God said to Abel, well, he received Abel's offering, but he didn't receive Cain's. And when I read it, and it said, you know, Cain was upset. And, you know, God was saying to Cain, you know, if you bring a worthy offering, would I not receive it? You know, but he said, it's because sin crouches at your door. And then I don't remember what version, or I think Amplified, but, and you have not mastered it. And you have not mastered that sin, that way inside of your heart to be still, to wait, to be patient, to be kind, to trust the flow, to be noble, to be wise, to be patient, to be still, like the dog and his master. Because just like in a yard, you know, when you have like all those dogs and you go to those dog parks and all those other dogs are running around and playing catch and they throw on a frisbee and those other dogs are catching it and running around and catching it. But when you look at the other dogs with their masters, they're not focused on everybody out there running around. They're still, their master is doing that and going like that and telling them to yield. And that dog is looking at that master. The one that is trained, the one that is skillful, the one that is wise, he's watching and he's learning from his master. And so that's what the Lord wants for us. Take my yoke. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. And come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And if we haven't done that, we won't get that rest or find that peace. So, you know, during that process, I was totally amazed. And I said, wow, all these years I've been working and I was not able to receive. And here it is, all God wanted was more of my heart, all of my heart. And I thought I had given it to him. But what I did was I gave it to him a portion. He didn't have the fullness. Because when I didn't understand things, then there was mischief. You want to get in there and play around with it instead of just waiting and stop trying to fix things. And, So, you know, it's what I want to say is that I'm just really excited that the storm is over and it has passed. That was then and this is now. And we are now in a time of harvest and ready to receive our harvest. And I just thank God that I'm in position right now to receive it, because he showed me how to lay my heart down. So that was the main thing that I wanted to say, just to say all of those illustrations as he was leading me It was about laying your heart down and trusting him and waiting. And when the season comes, it will burst at the seams because now your heart is clear and you're not in a rush and you're there patiently waiting and your time will come. So, amen.
Just for 1 second. It's interesting. She has a prophetic kind of way of preaching. Like I've seen that maybe once in my life. Like she's preaching and then she's like kind of prophesying at the same time. But when she did the illustration, and I know she kept going back to them same words. Trust, noble, yield. Still, come on, yell them out.
Increase.
Increase, right? You heard that increase, right? Wait. Patience. Over and over.
Overflow.
One thing hit me when you were doing the yield. And I just wanted to have this on there. And that's it. When I was younger, I had a motorcycle. And of course, you got a motorcycle when you're young and your friends got motorcycles. You know what you're going to do, right? You're going to race. And I would get with people who have motorcycles and their motorcycle would be the same power as mine. And I would always lose in the race. They hyped it. They hock it up. What do? And one day I asked the guy, why do you keep beating me? Because I know your bike is not really faster. He said, it's the way you ride. I said, explain. He said, you ride upright. And the wind resistance won't let you go as fast. He said, if you notice, I lay like this, so I have less resistance. And that's why you can't beat me. You got resistance. But when you so when I saw her doing that, I was like, resistance. She's saying when you're upright in your own power, in your own strength, you're resisting the Lord. It's called drag. It slows you down. When you bow, you can go faster.